Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. It's a delight to have you all here, a lot of you for the second time for this second ICIRS. My name's Paul Abrahams, for those of you I haven't managed to introduce myself, and my co-organisers down here, Alan Wien and Linda Cardozo, but actually everyone is involved in this, as you have created the programme through your suggestions and your votes. So if anyone doesn't like the programme, it's not my fault, okay? You chose it. So this is very much a participant organisation, and you only require us really to find the place to have it and to put some times on the events. So I hope some things have improved from last time. The publications from the first ICIRS were a great success. My only reservation is twofold. One, it took quite a long time for us to get them all together, which is something we could do something about this time. And secondly, through a fault of the publisher, they were not branded as they should have been branded. So you saw that they came out in the last edition of Neuro-Urology and Urodynamics, but it wasn't terribly clear that they actually came from this meeting. And we've had profuse apologies from Wiley, whatever they call themselves now. Chris Chappell issued the correct instructions. The publisher issued the correct instructions, but it got lost between the publisher and the printer, apparently. So that will be sorted out for next year. The other improvement is that we, last year, those of you that wrote the articles, some of you got a recording of the proceedings to help you write the article. This year, you will all get it. So Jeff over there is one of our technicians here, and what they have suggested is that everything is recorded and put onto the website for the watershed, and then we will all have passwords and we can go in and listen to our session. So those who are authoring, who are the prime authors, and indeed those that are contributing to the papers, can go in and listen to the discussion and use those to help them create the paper. So in terms of the publications, the intention is that we will do the same as last year. It was very successful, as I say. 18 out of 19 topics were written up, which is fantastic. And so hopefully this year every topic will be written up. And I think we should set ourselves a much more acute deadline and perhaps have it finished within 3 months. And I hope everyone will agree. Now, who can take part in the publications? The answer to that is everybody. So if any of you are interested in joining the primary chairs for these sessions, who again selected themselves by their interest in that particular topic, all you have to do is to make contact with the primary chairman for each topic, and you obviously have to do some work. You will not be allowed to be an author merely because you expressed an interest. You'll be given a task and you'll be expected to contribute real work. And from all of us, the chairs, the leader of each topic, obviously has the authority to remove people's names from the authorship if they haven't done any work. I think that's the criteria for authorship, I do believe, in the highest rated journals in the world, and we shall certainly stick to it. Just something that we would like you to start thinking about is, what do we do next year? Now, perhaps we'll go 2 years ahead first. 2012, we should have the fifth ICI, the full consultation. So we said last year that we wouldn't intend having this meeting in 2012. So that's our sort of current policy. So we can rediscuss that on Friday if you wish. The current intention is to have the 2012 fifth ICI in conjunction with the EAU meeting, because all the ICUD consultations now have switched from standalone into being associated with one of the major urological or other meetings. And that's really a financial argument, because it's been judged that it's too difficult to raise the funds to hold a standalone meeting. So we can do more or less as we've done before by doing them in association with other organisations. And so the EAU is currently debating, and I hope will agree, that the fifth ICI will be alongside the EAU meeting in 2012. So that only leaves us next year to worry about at the moment. You're all welcome to come back to Bristol, but if somebody would like to hold it where they are, that's absolutely fine. You have to decide. The only slight problem that anybody else doing it will have is that they have to make it as cheap as we have it here, which is £100, which is amazing value, obviously. So we're happy to have it here again, but it's your decision. And finally, as far as I'm concerned, at this welcome, I just would reiterate our thanks to the 7 companies that have supported this with an educational grant. These are true educational grants. They have not asked for any privileges or anything. Last time they had no editorial control over any of the publications. And those 7 companies, and I'm going to read them so I don't forget anybody: Allegan, AMS, Astellas, Ferring, Labory, Novartis and Pfizer, and we're most grateful for their support. And the principle, you remember, of this organization is that we've encouraged their employees who are research active to become full members of the ICIRS, and I think there are probably 10 or so who are full members. And our only sensitivity with respect to them being full members, and this is looking at all the nonsense, for example, that happened in ICS, is that we don't allow them any input into the construction of the program. So that is entirely out with the industry. And so they have accepted this very happily, and the same companies have supported us this year that supported us last year. And indeed, we haven't looked for other companies because I think the balance is very nice between industry and science. So I think we can move now to the first 2 think tanks. Now the think tanks, so all our meeting is in this cinema. Everything is in this cinema except for the think tanks. All right? So think tank one, which is Chris Fry and Richard Clayton, is going to be held here. Think tank two, which is defining Detruza underactivity, is along the corridor here. In the third one, which is Gommert and Matthias, okay, and then we'll have tea at 3:15, and then we'll come back to here for the rest of today, and then tomorrow morning, I think it's best if we just keep them in order. If we say that Alan, your think tank on Nocturia will be in here, Tony Canai, your think tank can be in 2. And James Ashton Miller, your think tank could be in 3, and then we come back in here for the rest of the day, and then Friday we'll do it in the same order. Gopal, if you're in here, Jean-Jacques, if you're in 2, and Rude, if you're in 3 tomorrow morning. Otherwise, everything is in here. So can I invite those of you that would choose to go and discuss defining Detruza underactivity to go out of the door and walk that way. Thank you very much.